Hey everyone, welcome to the second podcast. Thanks for joining me. This is Jody Lynn. The reason why I started really pushing this podcast is because during the quarantine, you know, many of you that are listening now have joined me on Facebook Live. Every day at noon we would do it. So once I start getting into my regular schedule and all that, it's going to be hard for me to pop on every day at noon. So this way you can always go back, you can listen to an episode, and we can still kind of do what we're doing without, you know, having to push it to the wayside. So today we are going to be talking about the difference between a life coach and a spiritual coach. And you're going to be surprised that there isn't much of a difference. Over the course of the years, I've heard a lot in regards to, okay, what's the difference between a life coach and a medium coach? I was certified as a life coach, I believe, in like 2012, and spiritual coach the beginning part of 2013. And all of my clients are different, you know. The life coaching aspect will come into play when, you know, somebody's trying to balance time, or they feel confused, or they're unclear about decisions and perplexed, or need to learn about time management, that kind of stuff. A life coach, basically, their job or our job is to be motivational, is to be inspiring, to be positive, to lay things out, to help you take action, you know, to help you look at your goals, whether they're 2 months out, 3 months out, a year out. Okay. We actually, well, I do. I have a questionnaire. When somebody contacts me for a life coaching session, I have a questionnaire I have them fill out. And I say to them right off the top, I said, please answer that with complete honesty. And sometimes they really have to dig a little deeper and kind of go in darker areas and really see themselves in a different light. So that way I know what they're going through, or I know how they feel, and I know what direction I'm going to help this particular person see and guide them through. Life coaching isn't like a magic wand. You know, can't just, you know, wave the wand and boom, you know, everything's okie dokie. I wish it was like that, but it's really not. You know, sometimes we have to dig out the ugly and really present it in a different way, so that way your client or my client can see and understand with their own eyes, and they'll make the commitment to kind of like do the hard work to get to where they need to be. Okay. Life coaching, it comes into play. Like if you have somebody that has the problems or challenges and it keeps repeating, or they're trying to change their way of thinking, if they have a pressing issue and they don't know where to start about it. If they feel isolated on any level, you know, how they may internalize it and think that there's something wrong with them or whatever the case may be, life coaching will help you map things out and take the baby steps to get to where you need to be. Now, spiritual coaching, spirit, the word spirit comes from the Latin word meaning breathe, okay? And we need to breathe because our breath is the life force within our bodies that help us to sustain, right? Okay? So life coaching isn't too much different than spiritual coaching. They're basically the same. But spiritual coaching will actually work with their clients to listen more to the intuitive aspects, to become more open. And we do have various people. Like some people are already open and they want to have, you know, a session to teach them how to maintain or how to not question. You know, both of them basically are about personal development on different levels. They're about social and spiritual, physical, emotional, mental developments, you know. So we work with that for each individual client, depending on what they're seeking. So what we've been doing at lunchtime is basically a combination of both. It's been a combination of life coaching and spiritual coaching. You guys are giving little assignments, and you started on a routine. You know, every day you got to grab your gratitude journal. And so you've basically been experiencing a combination of both anyway. And I really enjoyed my time with you guys. I got to say that too. And I'm looking forward to doing it again. But anyway, so getting back into the coaching aspects, whether it's spiritual coach or whether it's a life coach, if your attitude, your attitude is key. Your attitude is key. You know, you want to be realistic. You want to set realistic goals. You don't want to set a goal for yourself. You're like, you know, oh, 10 years from now, I'm going to win the lottery. That's not really being realistic in what you're setting for yourself. So obviously, if you don't win it, you know, you just set yourself up for failure on that one. But again, fear of failure. Fear of failure, believe it or not, is the reason for the majority of the stagnation that you see in people. Okay, because they're afraid of making any type of change or any swift move kind of thing or stepping out of the comfort zone because they're afraid of failure. Other people's expectations of them or other people's opinions of them. And this will actually hold them back. You know, so fear of failure is actually one of the biggest ones to get over. But it's not something that cannot be done. It's not something that can't be done. Okay. So again, affirmations are a huge part of it, a huge part of both spiritual and life coaching. An affirmation is a positive statement that, you know, you'll project upon yourself to help you to get where you want to be or how you want to feel in life. They build on positive thinking by putting positive thoughts into your spoken word. Affirmations empower. They're empowering by reaffirming us and how we feel or how we project. And again, we discussed that so much on our lives, the law of attraction. So again, you see how everything kind of rolls in together. I think we had that chat a few weeks ago. And our words, affirmations are how we take control of our own thoughts. And it's proven to help us rewire our brains, so to speak, so that we become more positive people and we think and we feel more positively in life. This is done because it's consciously making us aware and having to pay attention to our own thoughts. And that alone can become quite the challenge for some that are new into this aspect. Okay. When we become aware of our thoughts and when we become aware of our emotions, that's when we can focus on them and that's when we can make changes. You know, that's when we make things happen. Affirmations, they don't have to be long and they don't have to be drawn out. You know, I always, when I sit with my clients, I say, okay, you know, and it's difficult. It's amazing. It's amazing sometimes how you see some of your clients kind of struggle with it. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Write down 10 things about yourself that are absolutely positive. 10 things about yourself. And if you really sit back and you think about it, you know, everybody can feel like, okay, I'm kind, I'm generous, I'm this, I'm that. But sometimes they really struggle with it. Affirmations are just simple positive phrases about yourself that you can repeat to yourself at any given time. You know, like I like the word when they say I can, you know, because I can. That affirmation states that you can achieve something. So whenever you feel like you're kind of like falling backwards or slacking or whatever the thing might, I can, I can, I can. I can finish my assignment. I can get the promotion. I can stop smoking. I can stop. I can. To me, that's my favorite one that I tend to put out there. And affirmations as well is something that, again, you want to speak, you want to make it part of your daily routine. You want to recite it daily, along with your gratitude journal, whatever else that, you know how you now you're putting it on a routine. Your affirmations in regards to yourself should be treated the same. You want to be able to repeat them throughout the course of the day. Another one is the affirmation, I am, you know, I am capable. I am kind. I am generous. They can be very simple. A lot of times too, I mean, I'm a realist, not for nothing. I could be, you know, working on my gratitude journal and working on time management, working with my clients and all this stuff. But I'm human. So there's going to be days where I'm not going to wake up all puppies and unicorns and be like, okay, I'm going to do my gratitude journal. I'm going to do my prayer. And then I'm going to say my affirmation. No, I woke up in a pissy mood. Okay. You're going to interrupt it's interrupted with this feeling of anger. And when that happens, just kind of sit back and I want you to just tell yourself, okay, stop it. Just stop. Stop. And take a nice deep breath in and just stop it. Okay. learn how to just do a simple breathing exercise to kind of bring you down a notch or two. You know, be distractive, like not distractive, but find something to distract that train of thought, because you don't want the negative thoughts coming into you. You don't want to have anger being the foremost emotion that you're feeling. But we're human and it's going to happen. We're not all going to have fantastic days. But again, as much as we're teaching you to have an open mind in regards to time management or your small goals, whatever, paying attention to your thought process, we're also going to have you pay attention to what angers you, or, you know, what tweaks you, so to speak. And when you find yourself reverting into some of the old habits, that's when you're going to catch yourself now and just stop. Okay, recalculate. It's kind of like an old GPS system when they couldn't find your road and you would take a turn and your GPS would be like, hey, recalculating. That's kind of what we're doing anyway. Okay, see the humor in yourself. Find your laughter in yourself. When I was first diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, I had a thing when my arms would actually fuse. So I could not raise my arms away from my side. And so they were stuck and my hands were like up straight, you know, and I looked like a little T-Rex running around. I really did. Like, I couldn't open anything. I couldn't grab anything. It was T-Rex. And that's actually how I got the nickname T-Rex from my husband and a couple of family friends and that kind of stuff. But I had to find the humor in it. And I remember one time, one of my girlfriends, my girlfriend Mayo, she got so mad. She got so mad at me. She's like, why are you making fun of yourself? It's not funny. She got really upset. And I was like, Mayo, what am I going to do about it? Like, what am I going to do about it? So I just, that's it. I would run around like little T-Rex. I think one year I actually bought the blow up T-Rex costume, because you have to find humor. You have to find humor in the littlest things. And you have to find humor in the things you can't do anything about. Because if not, you're just going to get stuck in this train of thought and things are going to become amplified as far as emotionally, okay, and how you perceive yourself. So you have to find the humor, even though sometimes it's difficult. You have to do it, or at least give it a try, okay? If you take a scenario where typically you get angry, did you ever catch yourself making a bigger thing about it? Okay, something tweaked you, something got you angry, and now you're focusing on it. And now that situation is now overtaking the complete emotions of your entire day or your thought process. Okay, so again, that goes back to the, you know, stop, recalculate, find a little bit of humor on it, and go about your day, let it go. Okay, And a lot of times you hear that, like, you know, people complain about the weather, and well, if you can't do anything about the weather, you can't do anything about it. So allowing a bad weather day to completely mess your day up or put you in a bad mood, who's the only one getting hurt in that situation? And that would be you, because you could still have a good day even if it's raining out. You know, find the humor. Find the humor in that too. You know, hey, I would thought about washing all the windows in the house, you know, first time, you know, spring cleaning, whatever. Oops, it rained. Here you go. I have to do it. Find the humor in things. You got to learn to compromise with yourself too. That is so hard for people to understand. Learn to compromise with yourself. Okay. If you're looking at yourself and you're like, okay, well, you know what? I have to do A, B, C, D, E. And you're actually going to like kind of beat yourself up because you don't, you know, finish A through E. Learn to have that just like you would with another family member, or maybe your employer or something like that. Find that compromise. Find a compromise. Well, you know, if I do A and B, you know, C can kind of wait, or maybe C can be combined with D. Find a way to compromise so you're not continually, feeling as if you did not complete something to the expectations. And hopefully you're not setting very, you know, unrealistic high expectations for yourself. But do it so it's kind of like your small goals and your small expectations for yourself are within reason. Within reason. Nobody's a superhero. Nobody is a superhero. People can try to be superheroes, but ultimately those are also the people too that kind of are missing a little bit. They're missing a little bit out of life, okay? You only live once, I remember years ago, the main term was YOLO, YOLO, you only live once. You know how long it took me to figure out that term, YOLO? But anyway, live every day like it is your last. And I know that that sounds so cliche, but it's the absolute truth. It's the absolute truth. You know, if someone continually sets you off on an emotional level or whatever, or they're bad mood, they want to bring it to your door or whatever, you know, you ultimately have the choice what emotion you're carrying for that day. When you wake up in the morning, you can be like, okay, I'm going to make the best out of a crappy situation, or I'm going to dwell in it, or I'm going to allow so-and-so to get me angry today, or whatever, I can just go around it, whatever, not let it affect you in a certain way. We have choices. My mother, she always says, never go to bed angry, never go to bed angry. And that's a rule that we all live by as well. Never go to bed angry. But you only live once. If there's something, again, that's realistic on your bucket list, you want to do it and you're in a position to do it, then go ahead and do it. Take the time. And that's what it comes down to, you know, time, just time. Instead of we're always sitting back saying, I don't have enough hours in the day. I don't have enough time. I got to do this, 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 and this. Or I don't have the time to go see a counselor to get over something that's been detrimental to me for 30 years. You have to find the time. You have to slow it down. But you also have to enjoy the time that you're here. When I'm sitting with clients and, you know, getting off topic a little bit, when it's about when I'm doing the spirit communication from, when I'm doing mediumship, okay, we'll be sitting there and it's just, it's incredible how I'll look at the client sitting in front of me and I could just see their faces kind of like, ugh, because you know what, when their loved one was on the physical plane, they did not take the time to really be with them or to really wholeheartedly listen to them, you know, and they ran out of time. So YOLO, okay? Never let anybody take away your glitter. I saw that one on Facebook. I really love that one. Never let anybody take away your glitter. Learn to build trust. A lot of times people are like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to trust anybody. I've been hurt too many times and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, so I'm a good one, too, for always saying to them, okay, you know what? 9 times out of 10. We've all had issues with trust. We've all been hurt like that one way or the other, okay? And not just talking about relationships, but in other aspects of your life as well. If you were to go around thinking that everybody is going to do something to make you not trust them, then you're actually, again, you're not living the way you should be living. You're allowing the past pain and the past hurt to take away from the empowerment and everything that you should be feeling today. You know, so I know it's easier said than done, but we all have to learn to trust. Trust new people coming into our lives. Trust people trying to get closer to us. Trust new relationships. Trust ourselves. See, that's the key word, though, too. That's most important. You got to learn how to trust yourself. Trust yourself that when you get an inkling or a gut feeling, you need to listen to yourself. Trust that you're not out to hurt yourself. You know, if you're going to set small goals for yourself, trust yourself that you're going to succeed and make them. Trust that you can. Okay. Forgiveness and forget. That just goes over what we just talked about 2 seconds ago. Some stuff isn't worth carrying. No, without a doubt, it's really not. And again, I know some, you know, it's easier said than done, depending on the circumstances of what's happening in your world. But sometimes, too, it's easy to forgive and forget because you're entitled to feel that peace and that happiness that comes with forgiving a situation or comes with forgiving an emotion. And we can actually really learn to forgive ourselves. Part of the big picture, though, too. A lot of people don't know how to really be okay with that. Just say, you know, you've made poor decisions in your life, going back years, you know, or something that you should have did, but you didn't do. I always call it woulda, coulda, shoulda. Learn to forgive yourself. When it comes to forgiving other people, you're not going to necessarily forgive situations or circumstances that happened to you, but you can forgive that emotion because you no longer need to carry it. That's where the forgive and the forget comes into play. You know, learn how to express yourself. Absolutely. Express yourself. If you're speaking from a place of the heart and there's no harm done, express yourself. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm vulnerable. You hurt my feelings, whatever. Again, once it comes out of your mouth and it falls on somebody else's ears, you know that they've heard you. So you no longer need to carry that emotion. It's already been expressed. You can move forward from it. Okay, so that was just like a quick insight into, you know, a little bit of the difference between life coaching and spirit coaching. My friend Glenn Ambrosi, he is a phenomenal life coach. I believe he actually has a podcast too, or you can find him on Facebook. Check him out. He is phenomenal. He's really good at life coaching. I would say, okay, go check him out. If you're thinking that you want to, you know, kind of like study a little bit more or find out more about life coaching. Spiritual coaching, like I said, we've been doing that over the past couple of months. Well, we're doing a combination of both life and, you know, spiritual, but I just want to touch on that so you guys have a better understanding. So I want to thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today. This had been episode number 2.